walk by the water and I head for your house. Though I know that you'll be out in some dirty city bar. I stand on your street and I stare at your room, and the shadows play and move, and your brother comes out with a bat, saying that you might be with your sister in Paris on the Rue Tourneau, wearing Marlin Dietrich glasses, where we made that bet, that bet that I knew you'd win for sure. Well, you were sick on the floor. The calico's ripped beneath the patch. It's an itch I can never scratch. Now it's so far gone in the past. The fines I'm having trouble to contact. The library book you kept, the one that sent your head so far west. Far, far away in those continental cities, where they get in a race to see who can build the tallest building, where you went for some space, wound up with a slightly redder face and a pain in your gut. I turn on the TV and I see there your face, and in it there's not one trace of that old brown bowl of lace. That ball of lace sat beside the gas bar fire, where you probably lay eating ice cream chocolate lollies that your mother brought home from the freezer store on the old Kent Road. She too had enough. And that look on your face that you throw across the dinner table in the middle of grace, your father's eyes closed shut tight. And it happened like that every damn night that I had to come to your house. Tell Charles O'Keefe I don't want to go to Paris. It's sunnier here and I'm happy in this lovely marriage with the girl from the Prue, and your father and your sister and your mother too. I'm not forgetting you.